15 or 18% of the seminaries now that's out there don't believe Jesus died and rose again. Seminaries. They don't believe he was virgin born. Hey, I mean, I got a problem with all this. But, you know, that's just the way it is. But the scripture says that you're going to go away from sound doctrine. And they're going to believe these lies. Verse 17. That's the last one in this chapter. It is God's way of preparing us in every way, fully equipping us for every good thing God wants us to do. Now, he's equipping us to do something, and I want to read, as a close today, I want to read something to you from the Tribulation Watch organization. Do you know, this article I've got, do you know that America has been taken over by sodomites? In the Bible, there is a story about a king named Asa who ruled over the ancient Jewish tribe of Judah for 41 years in Jerusalem. After taking power, King Asa rounded up the sodomites and destroyed the idols that his father, Abinadab, had tolerated. His actions were pleasing to God. In other words, he rounded up the sodomites and done away with them. And God liked this. I said the other day, I think it was on TV, and then Dave corrected me when we got off. I said, you know, God, he didn't like sodomy because he'd done an urban renewal at Sodom and Gomorrah. And Dave said, he said, no, Thurman, after we got off the air, he said, Thurman, I don't think God did an urban renewal. He done an urban destruction. He said, as far as I know, that area has never been rebuilt. Well, I never thought about that, so I got to thinking, yeah, I believe that's what God did. He didn't do an urban renewal. He did an urban destruction, didn't he, Tom? Does you think God lacks sodomy? No, obviously he does not. Because here, this king gathered up all the sodomites. Obviously, we've had these a long time. And he wiped them out, and God was happy with them for doing this. And he says, and Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father. And he took away the sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his father had made. 1 Kings 15. Then it says, today, in America, we have a president as doing just the opposite of King Asa. Instead of taking away the sodomites, homosexuals, he is plotting, promoting them to the highest offices in the land. If you don't know this, when you listen to this tape, I dare you to check out what I'm saying here because I've checked it out. I know it's true. He's promoting them to the highest office in the land. Some of Obama's sodomites, sodomite choices include Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano, and Kevin Jennings, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Education. Jennings is a radical homosexual activist that is now in position to spread the homosexual agenda throughout the public school systems of America. The man in charge of schools is a pervert. That's why I said we ought to take our kids out of secular schools. There is also strong evidence that Obama himself is a sodomite. A gay Florida man named Larry Sinclair claims in his book, Barack Obama and Larry Sinclair, Coke, Sex, Lies, and Murder, that he had a homosexual encounter with Obama in a Gurnee, Illinois hotel room in 1999. Larry Sinclair also claims in his book that Obama was involved in a homosexual relationship with Donald Young, a gay choir director at the president's former Chicago church. Young was mysteriously murdered on Christmas Eve of 2007. With three others, huh? Wow. Obama is also doing his part to fill the Supreme Court up with sodomites. His first pick for the bench was Sonia Sotomayor, a reported lesbian with ties to the communist Hispanic group La Raza. Current Solicitor General Eleanor Kagan is Obama's next choice, which he put her in, next choice for the Supreme Court. She, too, is a lesbian. Unfortunately, they will not be the only sodomite sitting on the Supreme Court. They will join Justice Stephen Breyer, which is, and Chief Justice John Roberts, both known to be homosexuals in the Washington community. Now, we got four out of five homosexuals sitting on the bench of the Supreme Court. And, of course, just in case you haven't heard, They sent it last week. 60-something to 30-something voted this woman, Kagan, in to be a judge on Saturday. They put her in. And I watched her swear. I don't know what that book was, but if it was the Bible. Oh, my lands, I'd hate to lay my hand on that book and swear what she said to become a chief a justice of the Supreme Court. I would not want to be in that woman's shoes. Because you know what? If she don't make some serious changes in her life, she's going to stand before the King of Kings one day, and she's going to come up short. And she's going to be cast into the lake of fire forever. That's sad, isn't it? But not just her. All the rest of them up there that don't believe in Jesus. Not just up there, but everybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. But not just there. Every place in the whole world where people don't believe there's only one way to heaven is Jesus Christ. Every one of them will burn in hell forever. And then it says here, Chief Justice John Roberts, a gay judge, is not only a homosexual, but he is the infamous attorney who represented the entire homosexual community of America in a notorious landmark court case, Roma versus Evans, in 1996, in which all state laws forbidding acts of sodomy were declared unconstitutional. So thanks to our former born-again Christian president, George W. Bush, we have sitting at the helm of the U.S. Supreme Court one of the most highly acclaimed gay rights attorneys in the world. The halls of Congress and Senate are also crawling with sodomite lawmakers. Crawling with them. But because of space, I'll not be able to name them all. However, I would like to mention Barney Frank, a Democrat from Massachusetts, the ringleader of all sodomites in Washington. In an all-night session, less than 10 days ago, Frank, chairman of the House Financial Service Committee, shepherded the most sweeping financial legislation in U.S. history, Barney's bill. It will affect every American that has a bank account and uses credit cards. The bill will also give federal regulators, banksters from the Federal Reserve, the right to seize and break up large troubled financial firms when they deem necessary. Of course, this is all being done to protect the consumer. Yeah, if you believe that lie. Since Barack Obama took office, he has done everything in his power to promote this perverted and deadly lifestyle that God hates. First, he declared the month of June Homosexual Pride Month. How many of you already knew that? Did you know that Barack Obama declared the month of June Homosexual and Gay Lesbian Month? He's declared that just like we had the National Day of Prayer. But now he's thrown out the National Day of Prayer and made the entire month of June Homosexual and Pervert Month. It's happened from the President of the United States of America. I knew this last year when it happened. Second, he has passed hate crime legislation, which is designed to shut up pastors and those that dare to speak out against this evil. I don't think he's got a gag big enough to shut me up. The only way he can shut me up is kill me, and he's got to walk over God to get to me. And finally, he is poised to sign legislation that will repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which will open the floodgates wide open for sodomites to join the military. If Obama signs this legislation, you can be sure the wrath of God will pour out without mixture upon America. It's already being poured out upon America. If you can't see the judgments that's coming upon this country already, something is wrong. We got all these people out of work. We got, in 2007, we had 100,000 homes foreclosed on. In 2009, we had 900,000 homes foreclosed on. And so far this year, we've already had over 550,000 foreclosed on, which we're going to have 1.1 million homes foreclosed. That's 2 million houses that's sitting there foreclosed on in the last 2 years since Barack Obama became president of the United States. And if you don't see this as a problem, and then every time you do turn the news on, I don't care what state you're in, there's either a flood, there's a tornado, or a hurricane, or something that's going through. And, of course, Cheryl's got a son-in-law that's getting filthy rich for claims. I mean, this guy's in the Chicago area, and he's working too, and he's working from can to can every day, making tremendous money on claims of stuff that's being destroyed because of storms and weather and everything. He's getting rich off of it. Isn't that something? People are losing their houses. They're tore up. Destruction. Killing everything everywhere in the country. Final comment. He turns the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. That's written in 2 Peter 2:6. Final comment. I find it amazing that America is hemorrhaging from an incurable wound in the Gulf of Mexico. Yes, we have a man that is sitting in the highest office of the land that continues to shake his puny fist in the face of God Almighty. The Bible describes such an individual perfectly. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans chapter 1, verse 22. Well, aren't you glad you're a Christian? Aren't you glad you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Aren't you glad that you're learning that or know, that you already know that you're to be about God's business and lead as many people to Jesus? And when people tell you to shut up, they don't want to hear about it, you just go ahead and continue to talk about Jesus. Be like the guy, in college, there was a guy that he didn't like Jesus. And so I heard him tell his own testimony. He went and he got into a room, three guys to a room in college. Two of them was on fire for Jesus. And this one guy didn't believe in Jesus. And so these two guys are always talking about Jesus. They said, do you know Jesus? Boy, I mean, they're talking to him. I mean, you're getting him reeled up. I mean, talking to him about Jesus. Hey, do you know Jesus? You know, let me tell you the good thing Jesus. Finally, one day this guy come in. He said, I'm going to tell you what. If you guys ever mention to me the name of Jesus again, I'm going to punch you guys out. Do you understand that? Oh, we didn't know you didn't like Jesus. I said, okay, we promise to never say another thing directly to you about Jesus. But he said, them two guys talked about Jesus, but among themselves, all I heard was Jesus 24/7. He said, they never talked directly to me, but they was talking to each other. And he said, now then, praise God for them two guys, because one day I finally come under conviction, and I got saved. And he said, I'm a pastor now. So what happens when we talk about Jesus?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Occupy Until the King Comes, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.